Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with Nick's for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Bob Cuska. Bob is was a big part of the Gillette Corporation for a number of years. Cut his teeth there. Learned an awful lot about HR as he managed their division, not only nationally but internationally. And now he's on his own, helping folks just like you and me do that same thing. And he's the founder of the Fusion Factor. He's our good friend, Bob Cuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back on.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Bob. Hey, Bob, as I have said many times before, the two areas that small businesses can learn from big businesses that we just are not good at is marketing and HR. All the other things, we're pretty good. In fact, there are a lot of the other things that big businesses could learn from us. But those two areas, big businesses really devote some significant resources to highly trained professionals to do their marketing, to get their marketing done, and also the HR. As you know, Bob, if you get hired by a company like Gillette or any of the big companies, you don't just have an interview or two. It's a process, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a hiring decision, Jim. And if you're going out to buying a new piece of equipment for your manufacturing firm, you'd study it and you'd cost it out and you'd take the time to get the right piece. And you need to do the same thing in adding talent.
And that's what big businesses do really well. And the reason they do that, Bob, is because they can. They've got enough people that even if there's a hole in their organization, somebody's going to take up the slack. The organization's not going to be hurt really badly. And so if they need to take the time to replace somebody, they just do it so they don't make a mistake. Small business owners are not like that. When one person leaves our business, especially if it's a key employee, that creates a big hole in our opportunity, doesn't it? Hole in the operation. And so we have this enormous pressure that we put on ourselves to fill that hole. We don't like the hiring process. It's disdainful to most people that I know. We don't understand all the steps that need to be taken to do it right because we don't have the training. And we just fill the square as quickly as we can. And that's one of the biggest mistakes small business owners make.
And Jim, I see it with my clients all the time. They delay the decision. You know, they'll talk about it and talk about it. I lead a group of CEOs, you know, once a month roundtable, and I've been doing this for the last 7 years. And they'll sit and say, yeah, I need to hire a new sales engineer. And they talk about it for 12
mm-hmm.
months. And they don't execute. Why? Because they're out there selling or they're out there producing or they're doing whatever drives their business, and they put that off till last.
Isn't that something that they really should notice is that they're not good at this, they don't have the time, they're probably going to mess up. Why don't I bring in somebody who knows what they're doing to help me with this? What do you think?
Yeah, they can bring in somebody, or they can sit down and map out the process themselves. You know, both pieces will work. But let's talk about that. I've just gone through this with several clients. I had one client who's a manufacturer. The owner, he runs about a $4 million business, and he was the sales guy.
Mm-hmm.
And after talking about it for 18 months, he finally pulled the trigger and hired a sales engineer, you know, to boost his business. It's going to work wonderfully. But the first thing he did, Jim, I sat down with him, and I said, let's map out what this guy's going to do mm-hmm. and what you're going to do.
So you built a real viable job description for the new guy, and you helped and you integrated that into the owner's workday and activity.
That's right. Now, I helped him. I helped him, so I took some of that load off his plate.
Right.
You know, I ran the advertising, I did the initial screening, and he was very pleased with that. But if he were to do that himself, he could do the same thing that I did. And what you need to do is put it on paper first, Jim. These guys have it up in their head, and they say to me, well, I'll know when I see it.
But Bob, he could do that, but he won't.
I know.
Folks, listen, what Bob just said about he could do that, don't listen to that. All these other things that Bob is saying, listen to every word. But what you just said, Bob, about he could do that himself, don't say that anymore because they're not going to, Bob. You know they're not going to. Folks.
Well, you know what, Jim? They're going to when it becomes a crisis.
But
right?
They won't do it right. Folks, you know I love you. You know I'm not just talking down to you. But you're not going to do this right. So get some help. Find somebody like Bob. I used to do it. When I had my consulting business back in the 90s, Bob, I did this. Not all the time. I wasn't a pro like you, but I was pretty good at it, and I would take that load off of them. We're going to come back and talk about this some more, folks. How to bring on a new person the right way with our good friend Bob Cuska. He's the founder of The Fusion Factor. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.